The city continues to come up short when it comes to equitable distribution of contracts among minority and women-owned business enterprises, MWBEs. The annual report on MWBE procurement report by NYC Controller Brad Lander found that even though the city encourages higher MWBE utilization, agencies registered only 9.8% of eligible contracts to MWBE prime vendors in FY23. Black, Hispanic, and women of color-owned business each hover at just 1% of contract value. MWBEs deserve their fair share of city contracts, yet this year's disappointing numbers fall woefully short of where we need to be, Lander said in a news release. The Adams administration has taken steps to improve equity in city contracting, but the data tells a story of how far there is to go. The report's key findings include: MWBEs secured only 5.3% of the roughly $40 billion of new city contracts and purchase orders, POS, registered in FY 2023, compared to 5.2% in FY 2022. In the narrower universe of city contracts and POS subject to MWBE participation goals under Local Law 174, about one quarter of the city's total procurement, MWBEs represented just 9.8% in FY23, down from 16% in FY22. Black MWBEs represented only 1.16% of registered value contracts and POS subject to LL 174 goals, Hispanic MWBEs only 0.96%, and women of color combined only 1.03%. MWBEs are winning more contracts, but those contracts are for a fraction of the value of firms owned by white men. MWBEs accounted for 60.3% of the total number of new contract registrations subject to LL 174 goals, up from 58.5% in FY22. But the average value of a new contract registered in FY23 to MWBE was just $511,000, less than one-ninth the $4.6 million average of contracts with non-certified firms. Only about 20% of all city-certified MWBEs secured a contract, PO, or approved subcontract registered by the city in FY2023. More than half of contracts awarded to MWBEs are registered late, posing a significant challenge for smaller firms without sufficient working capital. This was even the case even for MWBE non-competitive small purchase contracts, which were late nearly 70% of the time despite that agencies have the authority to self-register these actions. Insufficient oversight for goal setting in contracts also underscores the need for a more rigorous and extended examination and utilization process beyond the initial contract award, the report said. The system for tracking subcontractors remains badly incomplete, making it difficult to meaningfully utilize or measure subcontracting to MWBS. The report offers new recommendations, including to streamline connections between MWBS and agencies, survey underutilized firms, strengthen goal-setting procedures, support, and oversight, and increase utilization of MWBE subcontractors in human services contracting.